And a very happy Wednesday morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruisin' Travel News Update podcast brought to you by The Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com, your home for Maine USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake on board the beautiful Oceana Serena. We are on our way to Port Antonio, Jamaica, man. We are at sea. Never been to Port Antonio, Jamaica. Had several visits to Jamaica early in my career. No comedian wanted to get booked there because you flew into Montego Bay and then you were transported by van to Ocho Rios, Jamaica, and the van driver normally was driving 100 miles an hour, smoking ganja, talking on the cell phone, and using one leg to drive while he smoked and held the phone with the other hands, and it was treacherous and deadly, and we prayed. We brought rosary beads with us when we got booked on that gig. Now, we'll arrive by ship tomorrow. I've never been to Port Antonio. I don't have a lot of high hope for it. I looked it up on the internet. It's a developing port. That's good marketing words for it. All right, before I get to the update, a very quick correction. This has been going longer every day, but I misspoke yesterday. I was dead wrong. I said that the private island Great Stirrup Cay was still rustic and primitive. Oh man, not even close. It is decked out now with everything you want because it's also a destination for the NCL Getaway, the Breakaway, and probably someday the Stowaway. I think someday some cruise line is going to build a lousy ship with bad accommodations and awful food, charge $20 a day, and tell everybody, just pretend you're stowed away. Just pretend it's like you're down in steerage on the Titanic. You're a stowaway for $20 a day. All right, maybe I've been drinking too much lately. Anyway, Great Stirrup Cay is beautiful. Outfitted for 4,000 guests when the big ships come in. There were 600 Oceana guests on the island. Very private. No other cruise ship there. Next to us, Little Stirrup Cay, a smaller island by half the size. Two Royal Caribbean ships were docked over there. Over 6,000 people jammed into that island. And we had 600 just relaxing on Great Stirrup Cay. A wonderful first day of this cruise. All right, let's get to the update. If you're a first-time listener to this groundbreaking podcast, Gebetto, your nose is getting bigger. I like to do something called On This Day because I didn't pay attention to school. I slept through school. If I hadn't, I probably would have been a lawyer, some big job on Wall Street. Instead, here I am in my room talking to myself into a little microphone. Anyway, on this day, way back when, 1016, I mean so far back, even Holland America guests don't remember it. Canute the Great was the king of Denmark and also, I think, Sweden and Norway at the time. He proclaimed himself the king of England because he won the battle. Here's the story. Canute's father, Sven Forkbeard, I'm not drunk, this is really what happened. Sven Forkbeard attacked England. At the time, the king of England was called Ethelred the Unready. And I guess he wasn't ready because he got his butt kicked. And Sven would have been the king of England, but he dropped dead. He died. So Sven Forkbeard, his son's name was Canute the Great. And Canute came in and they did battle. And he battled Ethelred the Unready's son, whose name was Edmund Ironside. I started reading this because of the word Ironside. I watched that TV show with Raymond Burr and he was good. Anyway, Edmund Ironside fought Canute the Great. First time in, they won, then Canute left, came back with more Canuters, and this time he won. Edmund Ironside was killed, and Canute the Great became the King of England. And he became Canute the Great because he won. If he hadn't won, he would have been Canute the Not-So-Great, because you can't say you're great if you didn't win. So he would have been Canute Not-So-Great. And if there's anybody left listening to this podcast right now, I'm shocked. Before we get to the update, I shouldn't do this because it's too long. It'll go too long, but I have to mention this because my good friend Larry Eckert, if he was alive in 1487 in Germany, he would have been furious on this day because on this day in Germany, they passed the first German beer purity law. What is that? It was a law that said you could only brew beer from three ingredients: water, malt, and hops. That's it. Illegal to do anything else. My friend Larry would have been beside himself because Larry can't have a beer that's made from water, malt, and hops. It's got to have fruit, nuts, berries, kerosene, methanol, anything different, unusual. Every time we go to a bar, I order a Bud. Larry goes, what do you got, something with trees in it? Anyway, on this day in 1487, the German says, hell no. Now look at it. Budweiser makes Budweiser, apple, lime this. It's beer. Beer is water, malt, and hops. The same with booze. I'm in the bar yesterday, Crown Royal with apple in it. Look, if you want Crown Royal with apple in it, bring an apple. Don't make them brew it. All right. What are you renting for? Let's get to the update. I don't even want to talk about this because it involves our good friend Lim Kok Tay, but it's a story. If you're first-time listeners to this amazing podcast, excuse me while I have indigestion. Lim Kok Tay was the big boss at Genting, Hong Kong, and they operated three cruise lines, and they operated them right into the ground. Star Cruises, Dream Cruises, and Crystal Cruises. And they all got split up. Crystal Cruises has been purchased by people that know what they're doing. They'll be out next June or July. Star Cruises, defunct. Dream Cruises, defunct. But there are a lot of ships laying around, and one of the ships, called the World Dream, is going up for auction December 21st in Singapore. And I have an idea. I think I might start a GoFundMe. If I could raise a couple hundred million, I could probably go to Singapore and buy this thing and start, you know, Tommy's extravaganza, Tommy's All-Star Cruise Line. Or it probably have to be Dottie and Tommy. I can't have my name first. Anyway, it's a 3,500-passenger ship. It's up for auction. If you're interested, contact the sheriff of Singapore. I'm not kidding. You know, if he's not busy hanging somebody. The sheriff of Singapore. And you have to lay down 50 grand. They'll look at your bid if you're giving them $50,000 up front. And you cannot be chewing gum when you submit the bid. Don't do that. Do not show up with a check and chewing gum at the same time. You'll have no chance. All right. Carnival Cruise Line. I love talking about Carnival Cruise Line. Christine Duffy's the president there, and she's doing a great job. That's my opinion. I have nothing to back it up except for alcohol abuse. But seriously, they have 24 ships in the water, soon to be 26, because they're actually giving her Costa ships to operate. They're called Costa by Carnival, Carnival by Costa, whatever. 24 ships, but they're booking 26 ships. Why am I saying this? Because on Monday, 2 days ago on Monday, Cyber Monday, they had their Cyber Monday sale. Because, you know, there's Black Friday, then there's Green Saturday and Blue Sunday or whatever. So Cyber Monday, their bookings were 50% higher than in 2019. That's pre-pandemic. People are no longer using their cruise credits. They're buying cruises. The industry's coming back bigger and better than ever. We're over 90% full on all of our Oceania ships, and the same with NCL and Regent. So if you have stock in cruise lines, don't panic. Everything's going to be good, and Carnival Cruise Line is only one little piece of Carnival Corporation. They control Holland America, P&O, Princess, Seabourn, Costa, and even the new one in China. They're in bed with the Chinese because they weren't making enough money on the other lines. But don't go down that road, Tommy. They might want to book you someday. Finally, let's get out of this thing. I was surprised to read this. Next year, 2023, Disney Cruise Lines will celebrate 25 years. I remember when they started and we all said they have no idea what they're doing. This isn't like selling a $14 turkey leg. They've done pretty good. They had some, you know, mishaps in the beginning, so to speak, but they have five ships in the water now, the Magic, the Wonder, the Dream, the Fantasy, and the Disney Wish. And as you know, I've said earlier, they purchased the unfinished Global Dream. It'll be the largest cruise ship by passenger in the world if they do it that way. They'll have at least 6,000 on the, I think it's going to be called the Disney. I wish I went on something smaller without all those little rugrats running around with mouse ears screaming and hollering. But anyway, they're going to celebrate 25 years. And how do you do that when you're Disney? You come out with a clothing line so you can sell it to your guests and overcharge them for that too. It's called the Shimmering Seas Collection. And it'll be one of a kind Disney clothes. My friend Allie will be sailing to buy that stuff. Also, they're going to have other parties and this stuff. And Mickey and Minnie will dress up in the Shimmering Seas collection and go from ship to ship and point it out to you. And if you're a Disney fanatic, and Lord knows there are plenty, that'll be an exciting year next year, 2023. So go ahead and get a hold of your travel planner, because they'll probably sell out as they celebrate 25 years of no turkey legs on board? I'm not sure. All right, it's Wednesday, hump day, and I hump through this. And tomorrow we'll be in Port Antonio, Jamaica. I'll let you know what that's like after I go there. Once again, thanks for all of the likes, the subscribes. And you can subscribe to this very easily. Go to thebestatsearadio.com and just click on the subscribe button, put in your email address, and I'll send you a link so you can find this. And as I mentioned yesterday, eventually it'll be on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, your mother's podcast, everybody's podcast. And I don't know why I'm doing it, and I don't know why you're listening, but I'm thankful that you do. Have a great Wednesday.